Former President Donald Trump with inciting insurrection. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk carrying the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Supreme Court of the United States brought an end to lawsuits over whether President Trump illegally profited off his presidency. The justices threw out the former president's challenge to lower court rulings that had allowed lawsuits to go forward. The lawsuits alleged he violated the Constitution's Emoluments Clause by accepting payments from foreign and domestic officials who stay at the Trump International Hotel and patronize other businesses owned by the former president and his family. The High Court also ordered the lower court rulings thrown out as well and directed appeals courts in New York and Richmond, Virginia, to dismiss the suits as moot now that President Trump is no longer in office. The European Union has condemned the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a weekend police crackdown that saw thousands of his supporters arrested. But EU foreign ministers stopped short of weighing new sanctions against Russia at a meeting on Monday. This is VOA News. Several countries are taking measures to protect its citizens from coronavirus mutations discovered around the world. The virus variants have shown to be more transmissible